But in Flanders, in the Low Countries, a different artist would crowd his landscapes with people. In 1565, the Flemish master Pieter Bruegel painted a set of landscapes which reinvented that traditional medieval cycle, the labors of the months. These, of course, are on an epic scale. But here, there's not a single feudal lord to be found. The man who commissioned them came from bustling commercial Antwerp, a merchant called Nicolaas Jongeling, who wanted them to decorate the grand dining space of his suburban villa. Perhaps this was Jongeling's way of identifying with the ordinary folk, because what we have for the first time is a credible vision of country society, real villages, with people working and playing together. Bruegel himself was no brush-wielding yokel. He was learned and well-travelled. He'd taken a trip over the Alps to Italy, sketching as he went. Some of those alpine peaks appear incongruously alongside depictions of his low-lying Flemish home. But that only increases the telescopic sense of deep space Bruegel gives us, using those tree lines and the curve of the peaks to send our vision plunging like the flight of that bird from huge vistas to the smallest detail. Along with that optical drama, we get another kind of perspective, a philosophical confrontation with our relationship to nature itself, unsentimental, rugged, which demands a closer look.